Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Yeah, boy, we back.
We opened it.
We are back. We are back.
When I was pulling the mic out, I was like, man, it's been a long time.
It has been.
Welcome to the 101st episode of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner of each episode. Before we get to the draft, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. You know in Scooby-Doo, at the end of the episode, they yank the mask off the monster, and it's the same evil, crotchety, old white dude as it always is? That's the way he feels about the Falcons football team from year to year. J-Cat is here.
Yep. I always think it's going to be different. Or at least there's a portion of me that think it's going to be different. And it never is. Like, they lost the game in the most Falcons way possible, or the most Browns way possible, if you listen to part of my take. It's the same things that plagued them last year. Predictability and play calling. Not taking advantage of play action opportunities over the middle. And then non-clutch kicking from Youngway. And there's going to be a point where I'm not going to let them determine my mental stability for like 5 months out of the year at some point. But it's clearly not this year. I mean, I'm handling it better than I have in the past. But it's just like, you know what? Whatever. Okay, cool. Here we go.
Week one, J-Cat. Week one.
Yeah, I know. It's overreaction week one.
Had a chance. New everything, new podcast, new school year, new Sylvan, 49ers win in Seattle, Gabriel on the A-team at Mariner for soccer, and Max also back on the soccer field. The only thing the same since our last episode is that Delaney is still doing cartwheels and flips in the living room 24/7. Shine is here.
All day, every day. You gotta watch out. You get foot to the face.
Roundhouse.
Ninja!
But... yeah, let's celebrate maybe random facto. Brock Purdy, still undefeated in Seattle. 4-0. He's walked into that building 4 times and come out victorious. But
and now he's not playing this weekend anyway, so unlikely is what I saw.
Sigh. That's all right. That's why we got Mac Jones, Billy.
That's why we got Mac Jones. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
I can't say anything. He's my current version of Josh Rosen.
Didn't have to trade up for him after all. All that smoke screen, they took Lance and eventually got their guy anyway.
Worked out just how they planned.
Back to school. Yeah, this drafter picked that famous Billy Madison quote in episode 87. Summer's over and he's back to work at a new school and figuring things out as best he can. He once ate 3 donuts in one bite and 12 donuts in one sitting. So he's hyped for tonight's draft. Birdo is here.
Boys, I had set up a new version of this for the gram. And if you could just see my finger shine, I just realized what's in the background of my picture.
Wow.
I'll give you each one. Pick out your favorite thing. Is it Groot? Is it the Matrix of leadership at Clemson? We got the Beatles, the Chums. We got
Definitely not
Bushwood,
that.
Bushwood hat. We got
I kind of like the shelves. Where'd you get them shelves, kid?
Nah, son. Nah, don't be wearing my style. I mean, I'm not going to say it's Wayfair, but you know.
It's definitely the collection of Clemson tags.
I've been looking for shelves lately, so I'm
me too, that. Actually. I've seen something like that.
Speaking of, do we have Cape 2000 yearbooks up in the top right corner? We do with the Cape.
Oh, for quick reference. So this weekend,
can I take that with me on Saturday so I can figure out names and such?
Bobby, take that over to your brother's house so I can look at it on Friday.
Only if you sign it, Shine. Have a good summer. Keep in touch.
Shine. What was the spine one? You wrote on the spine something about the crack?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely a 2000.
Yeah.
Dear girl?
We didn't get him till like the next year. It was like stupid.
Yeah.
Valhalla, bro. Valhalla.
True. We are all in Valhalla.
All right. Real quick. J-Cat, all y'all's class reunion is this weekend while we're recording or after this recording. How many of you got a class ring? Like hashtag Justin's.
I did.
I'm just curious. Rob, you have one?
Wow. My grandparents bought it for me though. Like
yeah, my mom made me get one.
I have one. I know where mine is too, actually.
So do I. I
okay. Now next question. Are you gonna rock them this weekend?
Wow,
to the...
I would. I would. I
have I'd be lucky if my ring fits on my pinky.
The loser of this draft has to wear everyone else's class ring like Thanos and just walk in with like a bunch of
rings. It's too soon. Too soon.
Sure, we will have the results by
like mine's Thanos. Still in the I still have it in the ring box and everything. I'll send you guys a pic after.
What's there, like a ruby, like a four piece ruby in there?
No, blue, it's like got a blue stone.
Sapphire.
Mine has like cross country and something else on the other side.
It doesn't say Rob Dog on the other side.
No, it says Rob.
Or Black Rob.
No.
Let's see.
Wow, I'm looking at my cap and gown right now.
Shine, show it. Show it to the
audience. Still have my cap and gown.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yep.
Wow.
Vikings.
Mine's different.
Let's see. You got that golf club on the side?
You got the cheap one.
You got the golf one?
Let me see.
It says Jason. Like, he doesn't know his own name.
Mine's actually like in our safe.
I mean, it's just like, got what? CH?
Like, that's a prize.
That right there, 2000 on the front.
That's it, boys. That's our first Instagram clip. Rob admitting that he has a flash ring in a safe. That's it.
That's why I was like, I got to get my car keys. And so I don't think it, which makes no sense now that I think about it. Like, why is it there? That's what my wedding ring is. I have jewelry that's like out, just out. Like,
I think it would fit. <that shirt. laughs> I think it might fit, but I'm scared to actually like commit like full
ooh,
stop.
Ooh.
Right. Okay, I'd love if you got it stuck at least till Saturday.
Somehow J-Cat and Shine have some sort of contest. The loser has to wear their class ring on a chain around their neck, like in front of their shirt.
I've got to find mine because I got to ask my sisters if it's maybe at their house. Like I've got like my conference championship rings from college and everything like that, like all upstairs, like in like my little jewelry thing that I have, but my class ring's not in there.
Yes, find it. You found the missing chums in your basement. You can find that.
You're right about that.
And I will say we were supposed to have episode 101 shorter than normal, but we are nowhere on track for that at all.
In post, it'll
this
be
is
edited.
Special stuff. No, this,
no,
is,
this
good
is
stuff.
The goods. This is the goods.
Yeah, our intros were supposed to be quick, but hey, I've been asking the questions, so it's on me. That's on me. This next drafter, he saw his beloved Dolphins get stomped in Indy. Fantasy football drafts were held, and the first sip of pumpkin spice. Catman is here.
Yes, yes, yes. YOLO. You only live once, right? So there's a website called VetTix. They offer free tickets, complimentary tickets when they get put up. I hit a lot on there. Honestly, I get a lot of free Bucks tickets and stuff. On a whim, I checked Indiana just to see. And there was Colts Dolphins tickets. It's like a month ago. So I was like, all right, I'll take them. I'll go. Talk my brother-in-law into going. He likes going to other football stadiums. Thought the Dolphins would have a chance, right? Thought, you know, it's a winnable game.
Nope.
It was embarrassing. It was one of the worst football games I think I've ever witnessed. Like, they were so bad. Like, they had the ball 3 minutes the entire first quarter. That was it. It was like interception, fumble, interception. And then the Colts and Tyler Warren were just like destroying them. It was just, I wanted to leave at half. But I had bought 50-50 raffle tickets and they didn't pull it till the start of the third. Now, Steven, my brother-in-law, is a trooper. He's a soldier. He was like, hey, whatever you want to do. I was like, all right, we'll hang out. So we hung out till the start of the fourth. Anyway. Bounced. Lucas Oil Stadium was amazing. Super cool atmosphere. I would highly recommend. Colts fans were super nice. But I think they were just as confused as me. Like, there was a lot of people looking at me like, are we good? Danny Dimes? Is this for real? Like, high-fiving me. And I was like, sure, man. Live your life. Like,
did you wear a junior stay-out jersey? So.
Me? Zach Thomas. I had Zach Thomas.
Yeah. So random.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I know, but it was just random
monster.
To wear to
that's
that
just tech, baby. So the Indianapolis Colts have had quarterbacks the likes of Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck,
Johnny
Unitas, but the one quarterback in franchise history that has led their team to points on every single drive in a single football
game history.
Is Daniel Q. Dimes.
Danny Dimes.
It's the Saquon Barkley effect.
Guys, I've watched
simulation.
A lot of bad Dolphins football over my lifetime, and that was I was like I was angry. I was like trying to keep it in, but I was real salty there. I was real mad.
They weren't right.
It probably didn't help you traveled so far to
well,
watch
that too.
That.
Like, yeah. So it just burned even more that it was week one.
Yeah.
And like they just looked completely absurd. It was like absurd. That's how bad it was.
Do you remember the text I sent before the game?
Yeah. Yeah. What if they lose? I was like, boy.
What if
like
you say lose to Daniel Jones? All Rob just said was boy. I just laughed, thinking there's no way. At least
so,
it would be, you know, close. At least it would be close.
And to bump off J-Cat, they got the Pats this week. Somehow the Dolphins are favored. I don't know in what world they're like 1.5 point favorites. Tua is 7-0 against the Patriots.
Wow.
I think that is I what are we doing, boys? Like I don't understand. So like I don't know. We'll see. But
Gruden time.
Fall is here. Pumpkin spice is in the air. And we're gonna stay positive. And we're gonna draft donuts tonight. So sorry. Long intro. We back.
Hey, we've been going for a long time, so lots of help.
But travel, man. By the way, highlight, went to Big Hoffa's Barbecue in Indy. It's a pirate barbecue place. It was amazing. Bang.
That's amazing.
It was like the highlight of the trip. So shout out Big Hoffa.
And I am your host, Eric. Started another school year. Celebrated my son's 12th birthday. I also am looking forward to fall football season. A little crisp sweater, a little sweatshirt, short action combo. Ready to draft.
Let's go.
Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Christmas is coming up soon. Buy your loved one a Life's a Draft coffee mug, hat perhaps, maybe a beanie. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale, though, and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag. Today, we have no draft results from the last episode. It was our 100th episode. We did not do a draft for the first time ever. If you're listening to this, thank you for coming back with us. Please rate and review the podcast. Helps us reach more people. Also, please, please, please share the voting link. When we send it to you or however you get it, please copy and paste. Send it to someone who you think might vote. We are actively trying to get more votes each episode to help reach a wider audience, to help get more of a round results, I should say, not just a friend group of a certain demographic. So share it out, put it on your Facebook page.
And follow us on social media. Our social media team is kicking things up with video clips, more posts, just ride the wave of Life a Draft.
Since we had no draft, we are going to do the spinny wheel. All right, boys, we have the spinny wheel on the screen. Random order. There's the lists. Just put them in. So the first. So now my next question is, the first name that comes up, is that the first pick or the last
pick? No. How about we get to choose?
No, that's too much. No.
This is the draft order. This is the pick order. Whoever gets picked, let them draft. Spin it again. That person drafts.
Let's go. Right. Oh, I like that.
Yep.
Here we go. First pick in the 101st. Episode draft. Oh, this week's draft, I should mention, is the best donuts. Donuts. I'd say brand specific when you want to be, but don't have to be because, like, you might not have had, like, every, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First pick in the donut draft is.
Not
last in
of course.
He's gonna blow it. Man, look at the confetti pop.
You know what? Like I said, I ain't scared. Let's do it.
He's gonna blow it.
I saw a lot of donut lists and I was kind of like sad because it was like near the end, but I was like, man, is it just because like people don't know? Maybe it's a regional thing. But apple cider donuts are absolute fire.
Bro, I was gonna go Pfeiffer's. Apple cider donut is my first, man.
So, I didn't want to go brand, but I was going to mention, like, because I used to get them from Delicious Orchards in New Jersey growing up. And you can get them at, like, farmers markets and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're kind of all over the place. But I figured I could reference Pfeiffer's. There's a place called Apple Holler out here that has them. It's like an apple orchard. Apple cider donuts, man, anytime during the year. I mean, they're especially good in the fall with a nice cup of pumpkin spice coffee. Yeah, apple cider donuts. First pick overall.
Good pick.
I think that's it. I'm
solid.
Taking it.
They're delicious.
I hate to hate on the first pick. I'm not hating. I like them.
No,
They're
you
on my
don't.
draft
You
board.
love to
Not
hate. It runs through your
surprised. They're
blood.
not on my. They're on my draft board. I'm just surprised that they're the first pick. I like them. That powdery sugar, good donut.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised at the first
Cinnamon.
pick. Jake has said he would have went first too. I'm just surprised. So I'm not hating on the pick. Solid pick.
I'll be there for you. That's what the donut sings to me every time I see it.
And
Spin.
I think the localness of Pfeiffer's people will see that even if Pfeiffer's name's not on it, and it's going to help you. The pick.
Spin that wheel.
Second pick in the donut draft belongs to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dynamillion.
Yeah, so for the
Shot.
listening audience, this is like Price is Right when it's clicking on the 5 cent and rolls past the dollar and gets to the
Yeah, I thought
50
that was
cent
you all the
because
way.
it's almost my name.
All right.
So shine.
With the second pick in the donut draft, I'm not going with my favorite yet, but I'm concerned that it's not going to come back to me.
Ooh.
But everyone loves Krispy Kreme's original glazed
Yes, they
donut.
do. Yes, they do.
They're all right.
That I can agree with. That's
When
not
they
a
are
bad
hot
pick.
and fresh,
Nah.
it's like it's a mouth pillow, and your
Yes.
tongue is just like enveloped in hot, gooey
And
wonderfulness. It's so good.
I'm already calling the team name Donut Dynasty.
So you're taking the Krispy Kreme glazed
Right.
donut, right?
Yeah.
Like the
The
standard
original.
Krispy. Okay, all right.
Originale.
I mean, they're delicious. Even if you
Yeah,
just
they
get them
are.
at like Food Lion in the pre-box, they're
Yeah.
still good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
Put them in the
how many?
microwave for like 20 seconds.
How many could you eat, J-Cat? One sitting.
A dozen, easy.
I ate three in one bite.
You
None
heard in
because
the intro.
they compress real easy.
Yeah,
So, like, you can.
I shoved one into the left side, one into the right side, and one right down the middle. Three donuts, one
Pretty
bite.
sure I was
But
there for
that's
that.
normal
No,
for someone
it
like you're
college.
not a mere mortal, Bobby.
There's
So,
a
like.
joke to be there's a joke to be had there that I'm going to tie back
Yep,
somewhat.
yep,
Yeah,
yep, yep, yep.
about the 25th reunion, but
I'm only two beers in, boys and girls, so that's why that joke was not set out.
Solid. That's a great pick.
It
Zero
is.
pick.
It's unreal.
They're so
Thank
good.
you.
It's that yeast donut versus the cake donut.
Yeast! Give me that yeast!
New 100 episodes,
Re-yeasty.
new shine.
New episode, new shot. All right, moving on. The third pick in the donut
Meow.
draft. The wheel is spinning.
Wheel of Steel.
Oh, I like my.
Oh,
I'll take it.
Erect.
I'll take it. I'll take it. This is my go-to donut. Dunkin' Donuts. Any donut. You see it sitting there. It's a nice chocolate frosted donut with that little dollop of white cream on top because it's cream filled. That chocolate Bavarian cream donut. Chocolate frosted with Bavarian cream. I don't know if
Oh,
there's like a chocolate.
you like the thicker cream in there, like the off-white.
The straight up white. I don't know about off white.
That's not Bavarian cream,
That's not
then.
Bavarian cream.
What is
That's
it then?
Bavarian
That's like
cream's like
vanilla
custard
cream or
yeast.
angel cream, they call it. The Bavarian's like almost like pudding.
Yeah,
No, I
you
don't like that. That's
right.
Boston
Okay. Oh,
cream.
oh.
Nah, Boston cream's a little different than that
Yeah,
too.
the Boston cream has
Similar.
Bavarian inside of it. Like, trust me,
Okay, I
guys.
don't want Bavarian cream. I want the
You want the
chocolate
other
frosted
stuff.
with the white
Like
whipped
cake
cream. It's
frosting. It's cream filled.
You want like
Yeah.
cake frosting
Okay,
stuff.
so vanilla
cream
cream filled
free.
chocolate donut.
All right, got it. Okay. So I saw
That's
Bavarian, I saw pictures, I was like, that looks like it, and I always get confused. I don't want the Boston cream. I don't want the Bavarian cream.
I know
Okay.
exactly what you're talking about, and
Me
it is a
too.
very delicious donut.
Me too. It's like
All right.
whipped cream on the inside.
Exactly. It's very light and fluffy,
Oh,
and it's not, yeah, that's a pudding texture.
there's always a lot too. Like it's like that bite. It's like it like goes on the side of your lips too. Like
It's like the
it's
scene from Van Wilder. Oh, it's still
easy,
warm.
easy,
Once it hits your
easy,
lips, like, you know.
easy.
Hey. Boys, I haven't been able to say lewd things in a while because I have kids. So now this is, I get to say lewd things with you guys.
Chocolate frosted vanilla cream.
All
There
right.
you go.
And the picture
Spin.
will do its just will do it justice.
Yeah.
50.
Pictures are going to be clutch.
All right.
50-50 shot
I
here.
honestly thought it was Bavarian too, because that. But
I
anyway,
understand. Because Boston's a yellow, I thought the other one was white, so.
Is it a custard?
It's pudding.
No, it's not.
For
It's like
Boston?
pudding. Boston, yeah, it's like a custard pudding. Yeah.
I'm putting my chips on J-Cat here on this roulette wheel, 50-50.
All right, we got Birdo and J-Cat right now. It's sitting on Birdo, 50-50 shot. the fourth pick in the donut draft belongs to.
There's no zero or double zero on this board. Oh, yeah.
No. No
J
dice.
Cat. What you gonna do, J Cat?
After
I'm
that,
gonna go as a kid, going to Dunkin' Donuts with my stepdad all the time. There's only one thing that was on my mind. He wanted regular donuts, but I wanted Munchkins, baby. They were the total that they that was donut love to me. Dude,
does he
Dunkin'
have to
Donuts, Munchkins.
does
What
he have to pick a
flavor?
flavor?
Yeah,
Or
definitely.
no, I
Chocolate
mean,
glazed. Chocolate glazed. Easy. Boom.
yeah, I
Wham.
mean,
Let's
so there's
go.
definitely a bunch of different ones, so
Yeah.
I would say you
Munchkin
kind of have
chocolate
to.
glazed.
There's definitely ones in there I don't want though.
Say Iron Man.
Yeah, for real. Like
I
when I
made
go in
Iron Man
there,
donuts
because they're
already, you
like,
know what I'm
"Oh,
saying?
do you want everything?" I'm like, "Nah." Like
Yeah. They
you
let
need to
you
leave
pick.
out.
When they're sitting on the counter at work and it's been there for a
Oh,
while and you open it
minimum
up
of three.
and it's the ones that you don't want, you're like, oh, no one wants them. They're just sitting
Yeah,
there.
exactly.
Cake donuts.
I don't think I'll spoil anybody's pick, but it'll come up later because there's a donut that I do not like.
I assume everybody has on their list. It's the one that sits in the box in the break room and everybody gets a donut and nobody wants that one.
Yeah.
Just straight trash. It might as well not even be made. It's awful.
But you eat it because it's there.
No, you don't. If you
I
eat it, then
don't. I
I
do. I
don't
don't
like them.
dislike it. I don't dislike
Yeah. If it's
it.
there, I'll go with it, but I'm not, that's not my first choice.
It's a waste.
It's the Neapolitan ice cream of donuts. It's the
That's
strawberry.
a good
It's
call.
the
That's a very good
Strawberry's
call.
delicious. Strawberry's delicious. All right. So we are in the fifth pick. Birdo. Just to recap, apple
Birdo.
cider donuts, Krispy Kreme glazed, chocolate frosted vanilla cream, and chocolate glazed munchkins are off the board. Birdo with back-to-back picks. We are knee-deep in this draft. Can we all just say how delicious donuts are? Like,
Best.
aren't they just amazing?
It's like
Best.
eating dessert. It's eating dessert for breakfast,
I
and
mean,
you're like, it's okay. It's a breakfast food. It's amazing.
my favorite donut, I am pretty sure I can get in a later round. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to go with the standard donut that you will see clip art of, gifs of. It is what Homer Simpson will take out of. Give me the strawberry frosted with sprinkles. Let's go.
Rob definitely wasn't on Rob's board.
And honestly, to that, I was today's years old when I realized that that's a strawberry donut.
What? You thought it was just like
What?
pink vanilla
I just
BS?
thought it was just pink. It's strawberry?
Bruh. Bruh.
Mind
Dude, that
blown.
needs
Off
the
the.
list.
Does
There
it
it
taste like
goes.
strawberry? I just
Yeah.
taste
Oh,
like
yeah.
it just tastes like good. It is
Yeah, it
just good.
just probably has like
It's
a sugary taste
frosted.
to it, but
Yeah, frosted.
wow, I've never had one, so
I thought it was just
because I don't go
pumpkin
for
pudding.
it.
Bro.
Missing out, boy.
All right. All right. I want to do something sneaky here. This is episode 101. This is Life of Draft 101. Okay. Do I do it? Do I do it? Do I do it? All right. Look, I'm doing it. Shine, you picked the glazed donut. Phenomenal. If I can't get the glazed donut, give me that glazed twist. It's like a braided glazed donut. It looks like a loaf of bread, like a small loaf of bread. It's like a glazed donut stretched out flat and rope in a rope form. Wawa has them. They are the bomb. That glazed twist. I'm sorry, I undercut you, Shine, but it's not
Oh,
the
you didn't
same.
undercut me. It's similar ingredients, but way different.
Yeah,
Different
different
shape.
shape. Yeah.
Ain't from Krispy Kreme.
True.
Back to me.
Those hot donuts.
No, not even close, Rob. It is J-Cat's pick, second pick in the second round.
Where do I want to go
When
here,
you spell
baby?
cream, it's Creme for some reason on the donut. It's not Cream.
Well, it's
Yeah,
like a
creme.
creme. It's a creme.
Creme.
Okay.
It's creme.
Creme de la donut. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with my parents would bring these home all the time. Because I'd be like, I want Dunkin' Donuts, but we got donuts at home. But the Entenmann's Cinnamon Sugar Powdered Donut was elite in the Entenmann's variety box. Cinnamon, like powder dusted sugar donut, was fantastic. minimum of two going down at a time. like with a gold glass of milk, and we'll call it a day. Like it was unbelievable. Yeah, so I'm going with that.
The sand colored donut.
Yeah,
the donut
man.
Three pack.
So good though, man.
Yeah.
Wait, so wait, let me. Which one? You're drafting a powdered sugar donut, right?
No, the cinnamon,
the cinnamon one.
Cinnamon one. Okay.
It was like brownish.
Yeah, there was always a three pack.
There was three pack.
White.
I gotta look at it. Cinnamon.
White.
Spoilers.
Plain Jane. And then
really? That's the one where you eat it sometimes and you're like, like it's like
that's
dry.
That's why you gotta have the glass of milk.
Good cinnamon.
That's why you gotta have
oh
the milk.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Okay.
For those brave enough to try it, it was delicious.
Interesting.
Dude, hey, this is me. I don't, you know, y'all gotta understand.
All right. Well, I'm gonna keep it simple then. I'm gonna go powder sugar donut, but I'm gonna go Hostess. Donetties.
Oh, the Donetties. Oh,
little
the
ones?
Mini powders.
The mini ones because it's
the
like
donuts.
It's just like how many are you popping in that
half
breakfast
a bag.
Period
half
of time?
A bag.
Easy.
You gotta put a napkin.
Yep.
Because
for the crumbs.
Yeah.
Don't eat them on the way to work.
There's a lot of evidence.
Black shirt
oh, no.
Problem.
A lot of evidence.
Yeah.
You can't hide it. You can't hide it. You eat those.
We know what you have
every,
for breakfast.
You have to like bite it away from you. You have to be like
100%
over the sink.
It's like glitter. You're still getting it on you.
True.
It's simple. Yet
like
delicious.
You went to the club. Ugh.
Look like
that's
Scarface.
Off the draft board.
Look like Scarface in this mansion.
Yeah.
All right, Shine. We are back to you. Krispy Kreme glaze was a heavy hitter. Monsters are flying off the board. But there's so many delicious donuts.
It really is. And I think I can keep on waiting on some of these. You know, this is not my go-to when I go to Dunkin', but it is my alternate. Like, sometimes I need this as, like, I haven't had this in a while, and it's going to taste good either way.
What's your go-to?
I can't
Mine?
Say.
My first pick? Oh, okay.
No, it hasn't been drafted yet.
Okay, all right, okay.
But this one I'm going with the blueberry cake.
Yeah, dang it.
I just
so
highlighted
good.
That one.
Yeah.
For the third round.
That's the one I was referring to.
Me too.
It's garbage.
It's not garbage, son.
Garbage.
You don't want to eat a cake donut. You want a cake donut. You'll eat the scrap cake donut left, but you don't want a blueberry.
Not a blueberry one.
Oh, it's so good. And they have those in the munchkins too.
Yeah, I know. And whenever I go in there to get munchkins, they're like, "Oh, would you like one of everything?" And I'm like, "No, hold
nope.
the blueberry."
Dude,
I assumed you were talking about the plain cake donut because who would?
No,
nah,
yeah, that's what I thought you were
that.
Talking about too.
Hold the trash.
My buddy Tony from work, I called him Cap.
Tony.
We would fight over like the last blueberry donut, like when we would get donuts for the guys, like on meeting day. And we would be like, yo, what are you doing?
I'll give it a try. I'll give it
oh,
a spin.
Bro,
it's good.
So
man.
Good.
It's good.
So good.
Blueberry's good. Dang. Shine.
I like blueberry muffins. I just don't.
It's like the same thing, but it's a donut.
All right, I'll give it a spin.
No.
You ain't missing much, Rob.
Hey.
Well, you've got two here.
Man, there's some heavy hitters left.
Bro, I'm about to go down the deep dark rabbit hole.
They gonna go quick. He gonna do one. You got two, Catman. He gonna do one right now.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm up.
Oh, yeah.
I was just sorry. I'm researching, and I got two straight.
Yep.
All right, I'm going cinnamon twist.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
What's that? That's like cinnamon and sugary, right?
Yeah.
Same thing as mine.
It's same thing as Bobby's, but cinnamon and sugar instead.
Yeah, Bobby's
on the glaze.
Yeah.
Rob, talk about a disaster after you eat that. I mean, you need a
vacuum.
Oh,
yeah, but it's amazing.
You need
amazing.
A vacuum cleaner.
That's an in-home treat only. We're not eating that out. We're not eating in the car. We're not eating it at work.
And that's one where, like, the powdered sugar one, you're, like, licking your fingers after. But the cinnamon twist, you got to wash your hands.
Oh,
it is sticky, crusty, all over your fingers.
I'll tell you what. Whenever you boys know about Uncle Mike's. Right, they got a store, so I'll stop in there once in a while. I don't get one, I get two cinnamon twists.
Oh, dang.
For later or two?
Yeah, no, I get one, so I can eat one like the next morning, And then, like, sometimes if
Nah,
I
you can't let it sit
it's
out for
on
24 hours.
my
It's
list.
dead.
No, I'd be
And
like
then,
12 hours, Sean, because he gets it at like 6 p.m. after work, and then he did next 12 hours.
It stays fine in the paper bag.
I have a fat man confession.
Better wrap it up.
I took a large hunk of the Kringle and I microwaved it, and then I put vanilla ice cream on it, and I ate it, and it was delicious.
Wow. Where'd you get the Kringle? I saw the picture.
You get on where do you think I
birthday
got the
Kringle.
Kringle from?
Oh, you got the birthday Kringle?
Yeah,
Oh, I
birthday
didn't think
Kringle.
about that. Wow. Wait, raspberry?
Yeah. So good. So good. But I'm telling you right now, microwave with vanilla ice cream. Shoot.
Wait,
That's
in the
always on next
morning or at
level,
night?
man.
Bro. Oh no, it was at
Expected.
night. It'd been a long day. I may have been under the
Okay.
influence of some things
Sounds
and needed something.
Oh,
just saying, y'all
one
come visit
cheese.
me in the good land, you might get a birthday Kringle.
Yeah,
All I'm
just
saying.
saying, people.
Well, gonna take it right now.
Second pick.
Sometimes you feel like you can just sense the next pick and you just hate it even before it comes out of the mouth.
So I got two like cinnamony donuts, so I gotta get some chocolate up in here.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
A chocolate frosted, chocolate glazed. That's what I'm
Nice.
going with. Chocolate glazed.
Chocolate
That's what they're
glaze.
called, right?
That's
Yeah.
solid.
Wait,
I think
that
it's chocolate frosted.
frosted,
No, I'm
chocolate
going with chocolate
frosted.
glazed.
Chocolate you
Glazed.
like the cake donut with just the glaze, no actual like icing, right?
Yeah, but it's chocolate.
Yeah.
Like
Okay, I
a
got
double
you.
chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Chocolate
dang,
cake
no, but
donut
it's
with chocolate frosting.
chocolate glazed.
Hold on,
It's
hold
like a
on.
bigger version of a munchkin, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like the blueberry cake donut, but not blueberry, but chocolate.
Chocolate. Yeah,
Yeah,
It's that cake.
exactly.
Yeah. So it's like the double chocolate.
No,
That's
yeah,
called
yeah.
double chocolate.
No, double chocolate
Has the
is
chocolate icing on top.
yes, it's a
There's
chocolate
frosting
cake
on
donut with
top.
chocolate
Yeah, you
icing.
don't want that?
I don't want the frosted one.
They
I just
make a
want it.
He wants the
non-frosted
glaze.
I just sent a
chocolate
picture.
cake.
Yeah.
On what?
Chocolate
But
glaze.
no, it's
Chocolate.
glazed.
He wants
Chocolate
that glizzy.
glazed.
It's Gabriel's go-to.
That's glazed. The one you sent it has glaze on it.
That's what I
Yeah. But
said.
that's not a double chocolate.
That's double. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. You
No,
ask for a double chocolate at any self-respecting donut stand, you're getting something different.
bro.
Yeah.
What's a double chocolate then?
That donut that you just showed with
Homestead
chocolate icing on top.
Oh, I see. See,
Yeah.
I don't agree with that picture, but okay. I agree with your picture. Okay.
Because that's what I'm picking. I'm not
Oh,
picking double
dear
chocolate.
I'm saying. I know. I didn't know they had this other one that. Okay. All right.
Hold on, let
So,
me.
what is the name of your pick?
Obsidian
Chocolate frosted.
Nugget.
Chocolate glazed.
Chocolate
Chocolate glazed.
glaze.
Okay. All right, my bad. I never called it that. So, okay.
The name of this episode should be Glazed and Confused. We're
True,
done.
true.
We're
Good call.
done.
Oh,
We're
I had it's time
done.
to make the donuts, but okay, I got you.
Nah, Glazed and Confused.
Decided. I
Easy.
love that. Decided.
Especially because I apparently am. Right?
Decided.
I don't know the names. I'd be like, give me that one.
Give me
I'd
that
be
one.
like, give me that. I'm joking. I'm joking. Give me that. All right, Shine, we're back to you. Was that the
Right.
one you were sensing?
Nope.
Sensing
That
immediately,
was the
yeah.
one I was. No, that's not actually the one I thought you were going to go with. That's Gabriel's go-to though, for sure. Funny story. He used to say he did not like donuts when he was little, but he liked
Something wrong with
cake.
that.
He would eat cake, like the cake part of it, and we were like, "Wait, there's like a chocolate donut that's basically cake. You would love it." And he finally tried it, and that's his thing. Mine, and I'm not gonna let this fall any farther because I need to have it on my team. It is my go-to, and it is no more than the Boston cream.
Yeah, Boston.
Yeah.
I
It'll
don't
get
know
you
why.
name recognition, but it's all
It's
right.
not something I liked as a kid. When something I tried later on, and I definitely like them now.
Here's the problem with it, Shine. The third bite.
Oh,
It's the
it's a puzzle.
ratio. It's
Every
too much.
donut is a puzzle.
Yeah, it's too much.
Because you don't know which way that cream is going, and you better be one step ahead of it, or it's on your lap.
You gotta take a small first bite. That's why.
You definitely, if you get that glob on your pants, eat your whole day.
You
Eat the whole day.
gotta find the hole. You gotta find the hole.
There's the clip.
Boston creme.
Gotta find the hole. You gotta find the hole.
Boston creme.
Are you chongos are trying to find the hole? I'm penciling in my next pick.
Whoa.
I'm a chocolate lover. This is not a chocolate donut. However, I'm going with the cookies and cream donut, which is
Oh, you muck.
a vanilla frosted donut with little chunks of Oreos on top. You know, most like fractured pruny places serve that.
How did you know?
I didn't.
I'm
I
literally
just.
looking at it right now, going, yep, firing that right.
It's
Mother.
so good. I
It
love it.
is.
It's so good, that vanilla and chocolate. So, cookies and cream with Oreo on top. It's that vanilla.
It.
Man, it's delicious. Fractured prune type place. There's hot donuts that come out. Oh, give me the vanilla frosted with the Oreo chunks. Gots to.
Damn it. Now I gotta swerve.
Gots to get paid.
I say that all the time. I don't even know what it's from. Like, I can't even think about what it's from. I gotta Google it because I almost said it just then. Oh, it's from Jay and Silent Bob. Also, ZZ Top came out first, but yeah, we gots to get paid. It's in Strike Back with her stash.
You reached out and touched the brother's heart. Give him the map, Scott. Give him the map, Scott.
Pumpkin Escobar.
Back to you, J-Cat. Third
You getting
Oh,
health?
man.
Pumpkin Escobar. Hey, y'all getting health insurance out there in Jersey? Nah, man. Might have a strike in September.
I'm torn between two donuts from a place that I first had donuts when I was down in Chincoteague 2 years ago on vacation
Sandy
called
Pony?
a Sandy Pony. And I had both of these donuts in the same sitting, and they were awesome, but they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. And I don't know which one to pick because they were equally as good. Like, you couldn't tell me anything wrong with it. You know what? It's a fine. I'm going to pull the trigger because. No, we can't. Yes, we can. All right. I'm going to go with the Yabba Dabba Do Nut. And
Oh.
that is a honey glaze with fruity pebbles on the outside of the bad boy. You want to talk about a donut experience and talk about a feast for the eyes when I put this on the voting page. People are going to be very envious of this thing. It was fantastic. It was great. Three bites, gone. Bam. Yabba Dabba Do. Let's go, Dino.
I had that
Love
on my
that's
list,
called a
J-Cat,
D-Nut.
but not the honey one. I had like a just a vanilla frosted one because that's how I had that at like whatever the one it used to be in Milton is. Banging. We know Rob's
Yeah.
not. We know that wasn't on Rob's draft board.
Dewey go gooey
Anti fruity
donuts.
pebble boy.
They're so good though.
Not good.
The
I mean,
fruity
it might be
pebbles
all
were
right
always
because they're
stale.
dry.
The fruity pebbles were always
Yeah.
stale, like they're like chewy, but still good somehow. Like they're never
Yeah.
like fresh.
It might be all right because the fruity pebbles are dry.
True,
Well,
true.
one I had from Sandy Pony, man, it like crunch, sweetness, like the softness of the donut, and they were still hot. Like we literally like we drove 2 minutes to get them, and then we
I
brought them
saw
right
that on a
back to
list
the
too, and I was like,
so good.
honestly, I didn't think anyone was thinking about that because I didn't. It's a good one.
I can't wait any longer for this is my favorite donut of all time, and I knew I could wait to the later rounds. It's very similar to something Eric picked, but it's totally different in that I love the white powder, white whipped cream filling donut. I don't even think it has a name. It's
Angel
just
cream.
Oh
okay.
yeah, it
All
is an
right.
angel cream.
Yeah.
That's donut time. That is
That's
just
old school. That is old school, baby.
just I take a bite and I just am instantly it's angelic, Rob. If it's
Yeah.
the angel cream, it's Angel
angelic.
cream, bro. It is good.
I
It's
just
the
picture
best.
like the Pure Moods commercial from the 90s. Like you're just floating, like take ecstasy.
What are you talking about, like Enya? Oh,
Oh,
everyone now.
Man, if we set some Photoshop of a picture of me with that, with that buffalo with a
awesome.
bunch of white
Angel
donuts
cream
behind me. All
floating
right.
up. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's a good
Okay.
pick. I didn't have it on my list.
I'm
Oh, I did add
confident.
powdered white cream. Sorry. Sorry, bro.
Sorry. I'm confident I get my fifth round pick in the fifth round. So I'm going to do this. I mean, there's a lot of sugar in donuts, and sometimes I want to go that healthy route. So you got to throw some fruit in there. Give me an apple fritter.
Oh, so good.
Glorious.
So
Glorious.
good.
Love it. The
Well,
chocolate. And those apples got to be sliced up into little cubes. It's basically an apple pie inside a donut. Two of my favorite things in the world.
you got Autumn's
They're not
vote.
really, the
Let's
apple fritter's not a, it's
go.
not really a donut. I mean, it's draftable, but it's not like in a donut form. It's like
But
twisty
it,
and apple
yeah,
chunks,
but they
right?
sell it at Dunkin'. It's
I
like
know,
got
I'm
its
saying it's
own
not, I'm
thing.
saying it's a donut. I'm saying he said it's like apple inside. It's not really inside it. It's not like filled.
Well, they have
I
apple
think
filled donuts, but they have apple fritters, or basically cinnamon rolls with apples.
Apple
it's like
fritters.
Wrapped
yeah,
around, it's like
and then
mixed in it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I
then
guess
your,
it kind of is. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
and then your Dutch
chunky.
apple donut has white frosting, and it has the apple filling inside.
Yeah, I like
Okay.
that too. I actually might like that a little better, but apple fritters are they're delicious. It's gonna be hard to find a good picture of an apple fritter. Some look
No, I saw a lot of them because I thought about it. I for some reason I thought it would be like controversial if someone picked that.
Bro, your
And Autumn was
teenage
asking
angel.
me earlier. She was like, "What donuts do you have on your list?" And I gave her like four or five, and she goes, "Not an apple fritter." And I was like, "Those are whack!" Like she got
Settle
mad at me.
down. I love how Autumn always asks you. Like Autumn's always interested and gives input. Like that's
She's like, you don't have apple fritters? And I was like, honestly, I've probably had like maybe two my entire life.
Yeah, me too. But they
Like, if I'm
are
being
good.
honest,
They're
they're
banging.
good,
And it looks
but
good too.
yeah. But I'm always like, I'll take a cake donut over it. Yeah, I'm not like,
Nah.
I mean, I'll dabble, but
Hop the apple. The donut
was like,
art.
these are the people that didn't let Eric get a TV for the appliance draft. So, and you can ask her that. This is our conversation at dinner. Like,
Whack.
Stumbled
All right, we're back to you, J-Cat. Fourth round.
upon these angelic little creations in the Milford Walmart some years ago, waiting in the deli line for my half pound of turkey, half pound of roast beef, full pound of Cooper Sharp White American, and I happened to stumble over to the table, and on the table were pumpkin donuts with cream cheese frosting.
Ooh, let's
There were
go.
six of those bad boys and they were on special.
How many made it home?
Three.
Walmart?
Three of them made it home.
That's the correct answer.
They still, and I look for them all the
Man, the
time and I can't
picture
find
looks
them.
amazing.
They're
It
so
was my next
freaking good.
pick.
So freaking good, man. Like, just out of this world.
I'm excited to see your team pictures because it's just every well, this is
Yeah,
awesome.
that looks
yeah,
delicious, and
it's insane. And I had
I had
zero shame when I showed Amy the box. I said,
I
"Here, I
had
brought you
pumpkin
some
donut
donuts."
on my list, but I was like, it's not as good. Like you need a there's some that's a good one.
The cream cheese frosting just was like,
Wait,
set it
where are you
off.
guys seeing this?
I just Googled pumpkin donuts with cream cheese
Oh.
frosting, and it looks amazing. Did the bakery make it, J-Cat, or was it like a boxed Entenmann's type thing?
No, it was the bakery made them. It was the Walmart bakery.
Okay.
And sometimes they put things out and you'll never see them again for like years and years, and all of a sudden they'll show up again. I keep hoping.
It looks so good. I want that. I want that.
I won't say it. You look like strong young pup. Try to give that a tear.
As if you can do that ever. Like,
Tear Tupperware.
yeah.
All right.
Dang. He backs over it
So
with a van.
And just leaves.
I had this as my fifth rounder, but because it was just kind of mentioned, I gotta get it. And bro, I know you almost swerved to it, but I had apple filled vanilla frosted donuts. So
Yeah,
whatever,
they're good.
J-Cat gave it a name. It has a vanilla top with like little cinnamons, and then like the apple chunks are in it and on it. It's redonkulous. It's good. It's a good donut. What did you call that?
Dutch apple.
Dutch apple.
Oh,
And it's
yeah,
got
that
the
is a banger.
frosting. And it's got
Yeah,
the, you guys know it's got
it's
the
got the
frosting,
frosting
right?
on top and the you have the apples in the middle, frosting on top, a little coat of cinnamon and some apples sprinkled on. Sometimes you'll see it under the frosting, sometimes the apple chunks will be on top of it. Just depends on who made it.
Okay. I see that a lot of Dutch apples don't have what I'm thinking, but there is one. Looks like a Krispy Kreme. Yeah, I think Dunkin' made it. It's
Yeah, Duncan, yeah, that's where I'm getting the Dutch apple name from, because
okay. All right, cool. The pick will help. All right, Shine. It's been a
definitely getting
while.
donuts tomorrow.
He must be
So,
eating some donuts. He's been
yeah, I'm
awfully
like mad I
quiet.
don't have them tomorrow.
You know what? I got a little bit of the freaking Kringle to finish. I don't need donuts. I have a giant donut filled with raspberry.
I just sent you all an article of a place
Trying to
that
read
you
right
need to
now.
visit the next time you go to Hershey Park, because this place is only
Filling station.
a mile, maybe 2 miles from Hershey Park. I used to spend many a mornings there with my parents when I was a kid. And it was sometimes the best way to start a weekend. They had the best donut ever. It's never been beaten to this
Ooh.
day. It's called the Peanut Butter Cup Donut.
Saw that on a list.
It's got now like fractured prune, like overdoes it. This is just a chocolate frosted with this peanut butter cream donut. And I mean, each one weighs, it feels like a pound because of how much cream they put inside all their donuts. It's called the filling station for a reason. I'm taking it at number four, just gonna write peanut butter cup donut.
It's funny
But
because I saw that on something. I was like, I'm not drafting it because I never had it, but I was going to mention it. Like, have you guys ever heard of this? It looked delicious.
I just text a friend from up there that comes down here and listens to this podcast all the time.
Will
I said,
he bring us
dude,
some?
I need you to bring these donuts down. And he was, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. He'll come
Give him a shout out.
in. I've done it before. His name's Chris, and he
What's up,
has
Chris?
the podcast
MC Chris?
Adventures.
I mean,
Not
what's up?
podcast.
Want
It's
candy?
not
What's
podcast. He has a YouTube channel.
up?
He's the one with the
Before
YouTube channel, Adventures
I say what's up, I'm
with the
saying what's up with them
Cows.
donuts.
All right, Chris, send your followers, your watchers over to Life's a Draft and bring us some donuts.
Oh yeah.
All right, Catman. Got your last two picks.
I didn't have the one J-Cat had, but I had pumpkin cake.
Oh, that's
And
really.
his is better, and I'm not gonna snake him.
It's too similar to the apple
Much
cider one.
obliged, sir. Much obliged.
It is similar to apple
It's like it's
cider.
a cousin to the apple cider donut.
Well, but these are all donuts I like, so it
They're
makes
good.
sense.
You're right. You pick it. Pick it then.
No,
You
I have other
scared.
ones. I have plenty. I
You
have
scared
plenty.
you. You're just scared. No. Well, like you want to like kind of go for like a stretch in the fifth round. Like you like it, but like is it gonna ruin? Is it gonna like ruin your chances of like I don't like that flavor? Like that's kind of what I'm thinking about for this last one, but.
On Fat Tuesday,
Ooh.
you gotta have Patchkey.
Patchkey donut. Yeah, I know
Patchkey
exactly what
Donut
you're talking
Kids.
about.
I'm thinking you have to be cultured to understand this pick, so we'll take it. Patchkeys.
I'm glazed and confused. I don't, what are you saying? Are you saying a donut right now?
It's a Polish jelly-filled donut, traditionally eaten on Fat Tuesday, also known as Patchkey Day.
Spelling?
It's a jelly-filled donut.
Basically, yeah.
Spelling?
PACZZKI.
PACZZKI.
PACZZKI. Wow.
Pakski.
You want to talk about light and fluffy,
Delicious.
and then
Like,
this burst of like jelly
yeah.
awesomeness? Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
I can't stop hearing Enya every time somebody says jelly
Hey!
fluffy.
So wait,
I
are
never
all
really.
Patchkeys jelly? Because there's pictures of like other ones with like pudding looking things.
I've only had them with like jelly in them.
So I'm gonna say jelly Patchkey, just so people
No.
know. Well,
People will know what a patchkey is.
but
No
there's
one will know.
Patchkeys with custard hanging out of them in this
He's
picture.
putting, but
Whatever his pick
those
is,
are other
Patchkey.
options. But a traditional patsky was always with.
True. I guess there are other ones.
Just
There are. I mean,
whatever picture he puts, people
you
will
trying to
know.
handicap me, boy.
No. I just want people to know what you're saying when they
Get this
see.
custard one that nobody wants. I mean,
Man, check your spell check.
what I sent
No, I
an
know. I said
article.
that's what people will be like. What's that word? I don't know.
No, people know because honestly, like on Fat Tuesday, people would bring them to work at Coast Guard stations and stuff. Like I had no idea. People were like, "Oh, it's Fat Tuesday. Get yourself Patchkey." And I was like, "What?" Like so, everyone else, like I didn't know. Maybe it's like a Midwest thing. I don't
Put
know.
jelly in
It's the
parentheses.
Midwest twang.
Oh, Nelly and the St. Lunatics would probably know. All right, so yeah, there and then.
I'll say you're all saying Patchkey, but you sent the description.
That's
It
how I
literally says
know.
Poonchki.
I know, but I've heard it. I've heard
Poonchki.
people say patchkeys.
I know, but I'm
Patchkeys.
just reading what the
So
screen says. Poonchki are Polish
don't
jelly-filled donuts. Traditionally, on Fat Tuesday. Poonchki. We're all gonna have Poonchkis after
We
we eat these many donuts.
Poonchkeys on Fat Tuesday as a final indulgent feast before the fasting and sacrifice of Lent. The period of 40 days leading up to Easter. I knew it had something to do with Lent. Large sugar, butter, and eggs that are forbidden during Lent. So it's like you're supposed to like fatten yourself up before you fast, right? Isn't that? Yeah. Or the opposite. I'm sorry.
That's what I've
I don't want
been
to offend anybody,
years.
but man, I got like two or three, but I may not matter with the fifth rounder. Can I go straight up glazed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's
Glazed
not Krispy
Munchkin,
Kreme. No, I know
right?
there's di I know like the Krispy Kreme is different than the glazed. Like a Dunkin' glazed is not even on the same level as a Krispy Kreme. I just talked myself out of that pick, so I'm not gonna do
Wait, I penciled it in. Okay, all right.
I had
No,
it
I'm
on my
not.
damn
That's not. All right,
you know
spreadsheet,
what? You know what? You know what? I'm going Long
man.
John.
Ooh,
What's that?
silvers?
Like fried fish?
No, it's basically like
You're talking about like an eclair?
yeah, an eclair. So I'll
One
go,
time
yeah.
I had two bear claws lodged right here.
So I'm going
Wow.
eclair.
I'll put Long John. I typed it in, so it comes in. What is a Long John? A bar-shaped donut, chocolate.
It's basically like a long Boston cream or a angel
Yeah.
cream, something like that.
You got a long Boston cream.
But they were like more money because I guess it was like, I don't think it
More
was the
donut?
same as like
I
two donuts. Like if you put two
don't know.
donuts
The
next to each
surface
other.
area of that donut and the
Yeah.
round one's probably like
Yeah.
millimeter difference.
Still, 69 cents versus $1.19 in this
Going
economy.
round. Going round.
Yeah, it
What's a poonchki? $3?
gotta order them at the grocery store. Come in boxes.
Boxes.
Hi, Shine. We're back to you.
Poochki.
All right. So I
Shadoo.
was looking at my list, trying to see
Shadoo.
what I was missing. I had the Krispy Kreme glazed. Then I went with my blueberry, Boston cream, and peanut butter cup. And I was like, I need another, like, not so sweet to add to this. And found it at Fractured Prune recently called the Banana Nut Bread Donut.
Oh, it's so good, Sean. I had it on my list. It
Got
is
walnuts on
amazing. What's
it.
in that?
A good one. And it's not,
What is it?
what is it?
Yeah, like what's obviously
Banana
banana
nut donut.
flavor,
Yeah,
but
it's like banana nut bread, but donut.
donut form.
And
So there's no glaze or no like.
it might have just a little bit of glaze on it. It has walnuts
It's the
on
honey
top.
glaze that they get the
Okay.
nuts to stick to the
Okay.
donut.
Yeah. I was like,
Because I have one that's very similar to was. Possibly about the draft, so I was just curious if it was mine didn't have the walnuts though. The banana nut bread.
there used to be there when I was working at Rehoboth Elementary, there was a kid who would come in for like sit down at breakfast at the breakfast table or whatever. I was always on breakfast duty. And this kid would come in with six fractured prune donuts every single morning and eat like all of them. Sometimes he would share like one or two with
Stop.
someone, and then it started to become like seagulls on the boardwalk. With all these kids, like once word got out that he was starting to share some of these donuts, and everyone was like his best friend.
Yo, that's a
I
way
just
that's
pictured if we had like a production team, like that audio clip could have been made
yeah.
into like a tune, like a quick cartoon where like this kid had all these
Yeah.
donuts and like seagulls came in and like ate. That would have been like hilarious, like perfect, I feel like. Tunes. All right.
Toonski.
My fifth round pick. I'm Toonji. He came out of the draft and no one really cared. He had a bit of a bike.
Yeah.
Freeweezy. Man, there's a couple. There's a store-bought one. I have a well-rounded team right now. I got apple, I got cookies and cream, I got powder, and I got chocolate and vanilla. Like, so I'm kind of torn. If I just kind of go. All right, I'm gonna go back to Jake had a second round. Had an Entenmann's donut. I'm gonna go Entenmann's crumb topped donut.
Oh yeah.
Cause
Ain't
it's got
messing
the
around
little
there.
crumbles.
Yeah.
It's got like
Yep.
nuggets
They
on
get
top.
everywhere. Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. You take one bite and it's like somewhat like shrapnel.
It's like
Yes.
confetti.
Yeah.
Entenmann's crumb topped. I
Sounds
just
like a
saw
little
another Entenmann's.
rum.
I was like, dang.
It's like a little piece of cat food on top, like
Little powder
little.
sugar, little tender vittles of like whatever they are, a little crumb. It's like crumb cake, but yeah, like a coffee cake. Man, if I drank coffee, I bet that would be really good with coffee. Like dip dip action.
Dip dip.
They are little cat food, little morsels on top. All right, J-Cat, fifth rounder, followed up a Birdo.
Is hard for the fifth round because I have so many wonderful donuts left. And I'm probably in the minority with what I'm going to pick, but this is purely for nostalgic purposes. I was first introduced to this wonderful breakfast treat at Lewis Middle School. It came in a plastic wrapper with bright writing, and on the front of it, it said Super Donut. And you could get it for breakfast. Google it right now. Super Donut.
Oh, yeah.
School breakfast. Super Donut rocked. I enjoyed it, and I would usually get two Super Donuts. It was, like, slightly sweet, but it was nice and warm.
It was like warm, my first... and it melted, like...
Yeah.
It's awful, I'm going to say. It looks like a straight-up cake donut.
It is a cake donut, but it was, like, warm.
Yeah. It was warm.
It was unbelievable.
And being trapped inside super that plastic, it gave it, like, a moist, like... I'm telling you, Super Donut.
Yep.
It belied what it looked like. Like, you were like, oh, Super Donut sucks. And you had Super Donut. You're like, I need another Super Donut.
But you had a good day at school if you started it.
It was Super Donut Day. You were super happy. So,
wow, no. I'm kind of sad, JK. I'm kind of sad. I'll tell you why I'm sad. Because I was looking at our whole draft picks. And I was like, I would eat every single one of these without question, without hezzy on here. And then now I'm like, I would have, if they were all laid out, that would be the last one I would go to.
And that would be the last one you eat. And
I'd
then
be
you
pleasantly
go, wow.
Surprised.
You'd be like, wow, yeah. I had this pegged all wrong. You Ooh. Thought it was a old-fashioned donut that no one wanted. And really, wrapped in that little plastic, in the little, I'm telling you,
slightly
man.
Glazed, I can see it. I actually do remember it. I can picture being in the
They were like honey bunnish,
school.
Right?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. Like
you
want to
talk about perfectly balanced donut. It was there, man. Super Donut rocked.
I have a question.
I mean, I
have
tops, question. That's a 7 out of 10. Tops.
Is it
a lot of 8, 9s, and 10s out there still right now.
Did you like it so much because it's like the prisoner mentality where like they're happy about a fruit cup when you're at school? Like, that's like.
Give my cocktail.
Fruit.
Super yeah. Donut with two chocolate milks?
Come yeah, on, no, son. Super Donut held its own. Like, I mean.
You can still get them.
Yo, I don't know why.
Amazon.com, it says.
But I believe
yes, you can.
Second best count, breakfast JK. Day after the breakfast pizza.
Yeah, breakfast pizza always rocked. Like, cheese toast was pretty banging at Lewis Middle School too, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I was like, the only thing I remember is like cheese toast, really. And like, I do remember
toast?
They would just put like they would
toast
get like hamburger
cheese.
Buns and they would like heat it with cheese on it.
Hamburger buns with cheese—that's what they serve for breakfast.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you guys remember the hot peanut butter and jelly?
Yes, I do. I do remember that.
Yes.
I remember the peanut butter and jelly at the hot bar in Lewis.
Please
and it was like three
right
slices
now,
of bread. Right?
Triple decker.
And it was like,
triple decker.
Yeah, and it was
so
like
good.
In a
so
triangle wrapped
yeah.
in like
7 layers of cellophane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Triple decker when you couldn't charge anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have enough money in your account and you charged yesterday. Here's your triple decker peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I'm cracking up right now looking at this.
And jokes on them. I didn't care.
Right? I was like, this is good.
That'll take me home, baby.
Give me this my chocolate milk.
Just look at the cheese toast picture I just said. That's what I saw and just instantly started cracking up. And if any of you got that, that's definitely a J-Cat staple.
Bro,
that's a tall
I've been
breakfast
known to
right
eat
there.
Cheese toast many a time in my life.
No, it didn't even look that good. I'm telling you.
That's what's
that
in my head. That's
though.
Exactly
that
what
I remember
right there,
getting like
slices.
Hamburger buns, but like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah,
I remember
with
that.
Cheese on them. Yeah,
at Cape.
Yeah, because they would do their ordering weekly. So if like they could always refreeze the burgers, but if they had extra buns, they had to use them. So you know, the next day you're getting cheese toast.
Unreal.
With hamburger buns.
All right, Birdo. The last pick in the donut draft. You got a follow-up super donut cheese toast breakfast pizza. All right.
You called it, bro. The fifth round is always kind of a wild card. So I'm going to pick something a little obscure, but I'm telling you right now, when you're there, your family, when you get Olive Garden Zeppoli donuts at the end of an Olive Garden meal with the chocolate dip and the raspberry dip, someone on Facebook put, it's like a taste of heaven. Bite-sized sights of heaven. I'm going with Zeppoli's specific. I mean, don't have to be Olive Garden, but give me Zeppoli's, the Italian donut.
Dang.
I never knew that. I never heard
Those
of it.
Those are banging. They're in with powdered. Do they come in powdered sugar?
Powdered sugar.
Yeah,
they're
sugar.
Basically donut bite shine that you dip into like
yeah.
dripping chocolate or a raspberry glaze. Or if you're balling, You get one side chocolate, one side raspberry. Just prepare for the mess.
But the dough is like heavier for some reason. Like it's, and it's hot. They're usually warm.
Yeah, they're hot.
So like, yeah, they're like, they're straight basically like donut pepperoni rolls.
Yes. Straight out the microwave. Like they are not.
The way you, Rob was like, they're based. He's like, they're kind of, the dough's kind of like, and he like glanced up in the corner, like up, like looked, it was like heavier. And it was like so like eloquent the way it did it. It was hilarious.
I haven't had them in years. My like stepdad would actually make them. And they were delicious. It was like one of the, well, I remember him in the kitchen making them.
I mean, I love Olive Garden tiramisu, but these are something that my daughter can actually eat. So I'm like, yeah, go ahead and get them, child, because she never gets sweets. And just to let y'all know, I got honorable mentions. I'm first with honorable mentions. I had
we got to be quick. Three? Yeah, and you, I thought you we weren't talking talk about it.
I'm just going to say them. Just listen.
Oh, yeah, I thought we weren't doing it, bro.
Yeah.
I got to mention this.
Nope.
I have to say something that will change any listeners.
One.
Fine.
One.
If you go to Food Line near the deli counter and you look down, there's like a little like area where they like baked goods. They make mini donuts that are about take your middle finger and touch your thumb and make a circle. That's the size of them. They are bite-sized, shrunken down donuts, strawberry, everything. They are out of this world. Food Line mini donuts.
All right. J-Cat, you got one? You gonna do one?
Little Debbie glazed donut sticks.
you have to dip them in coffee. Even like the box is like.
They are so good. As a kid, it was milk, but yeah, coffee, unreal.
Glazed donut sticks. Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, absolutely money.
All right, I'm gonna go with fractured prune type places. I'm going with the banana glaze with chocolate chips. Just like a warm. Nice. It's not the honey glaze, banana glaze, and it's just got little mini chocolate chips on it. Chocolate,
also
banana.
Known as the funky monkey.
Oh, funky monkey, okay. Delicious. That's why I almost went with fifth round. Delicious.
Nice.
Shine.
Did anyone draft the classic just chocolate frosted donut?
No.
No, which is not good for me.
They are good.
Well, yeah, like
they're so good.
It was a staple. Like we all loved it, but like it's hard to top that, you know, when you were a kid.
It might be the best donut. Like if you're not going for like frills and like, you know,
it's
crazy.
Like the perfect mix.
You're talking glazed though, right? Yeah. Like glazed with chocolate frosting?
Yeah.
East donut with chocolate.
Not the cake with chocolate frosting?
No.
The cake with chocolate frosting was a lot, man. Like, it was just like, it turned to semen. Yeah, semen in your mouth. Cake
donut, man.
I know, but it's very heavy. You ain't putting three in your mouth for that one. Catman, he gonna do one.
There's another good clip.
Man, I want some cheese toast.
Gross.
I definitely don't.
I'm so making cheese toast when I go upstairs.
That's gross.
It's going on Instagram.
Of all the things to walk out of this draft.
Like nobody picked the, I know it's similar to what I got, but no one picked like the sugar donut. Like just the
cake.
I sugar. Almost
cake sugar.
Like the Chinese like buffets have
I almost drafted that as my last one.
Yeah,
I typed in
Yumatai.
No, you know what? I completely
sugar
just
donut
forgot
Chinese
about
Chinese was the third thing I came
up. The mini donuts you get at like the flea market.
Oh yeah,
I can't believe anyone like the ones they Amish give you like donuts? The paper bag. They give you like you get like 10 or 15 of them. Man, at Bargain Bills they'd make them, and you get like, man, they were like this. They were small. They were sugar or like cinnamon sugar.
So good.
He's already got his picture sent with like labels.
Yeah, like
you got the picture is like crucial. I want to talk, but I'm like looking at pics while y'all talk.
I see you said. All right, those were our honorable mentions. That was our donut draft. How did we do? Tell us what we should have drafted when you vote. Sure is, you know, there's so many that we didn't talk about. Delicious. We can all agree donuts are amazing.
Fantastic.
It's amazing we went 100 episodes without drafting donuts.
Yeah.
That is true.
So wrapping up the episode, I kind of said my piece. I love them. try not to eat as many as anymore as much, but when they're around, it's just like I have to take more than one. I have to go for like more than one donut. So, closing thoughts on the episode, new season, Catman.
I'll just leave this as my closing thought, and it's a confession. I've never had
right.
fractured prune.
As the one great Adam Bear Gouch used to say, too much French pastry, not enough Krispy Kreme.
Not that I'm hating on fractured prune. If I don't
But
want
you've
someone
had
to come at
places
me.
like that, essentially.
No, I really haven't.
Like
I've really
warm
only.
baked donuts with like glazes and like different like.
I haven't gone to like any like custom donut place. Dunkin' Donuts is like it for me. Like
Yeah.
I know what you're. I've seen pictures. Obviously, I'm not, but I've just never partaken. So
But
my
here's the
closing
thing, and
thought.
this will be my final spot is, to me, you're having a donut while you're on the go. Like, it's not something
Yeah.
you're sitting down to eat. So like when you get a donut like fractured prune, like you can't just take that on the go without
No.
making a slob mess of something or yourself.
You're right. Was it, were those your parting words, Shine?
Those were.
So you were next. Okay. All right. J-Cat.
Donuts. And now donuts are awesome. I do not allow myself to have them very often, because like Eric said, it's not just one going down my gullet. There's going to be several. They're delicious. They're wonderful. You can't be sad when you have a donut. I never understood the donut and coffee type thing when I was younger, but as I got older, absolutely. It just works. We'll see how we do.
Bravo.
This is definitely a crapshoot of a draft. I think the visuals are going to help big time on this. I really do, because I
Yeah.
think once some of the voters see some of these things that they may have not enjoyed, they're going to be like, "Oh, well, would you look at that?" So here we go.
Like Halupki, Rob Draft of Halupki, Long John Silver.
Bro, Long John Silver is so good. Like
Salisbury Mall. It's the only one
Jonah
I've ever
Salisbury
seen.
Mall,
I don't
still
think I've
holding
ever eaten
on.
there.
Still holding on.
Next to the Orange Julius.
Derek and I would go to the Long John Silver in the Salisbury Mall all the
That's
time.
not surprising at
No,
all.
it's not.
When they wanted to venture away from the quick stop fried clam strips, they would go to Salisbury for seafood.
Hey, just telling y'all, I don't have to go to Long John Silver's all the time if they got clam strips at the quick stop, aka Murder Corner.
Birdo, final thoughts on the episode.
I absolutely love donuts. If you had to ask me to pick between donuts and pie,
No
I might,
brainer.
I love pie. I might lean towards donuts. I absolutely love them. So this, and if you put my five donuts on a plate, I can't walk by it. I would be, it'd be like impossible for me to not to snag some. I love donuts. What a fantastic draft. Because my last thing is my verse for this episode is Hebrews 4, 14 and 15.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again.
Girls, what's my weakness? Men.
Okay, then.
I was waiting
Chilling,
for.
chilling. Minding my business.
That's you in 4 days. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. People came for a show. Better give them one.